Visitors from Seoul, I am Atos. I regret to inform you that you are not welcome on planet Lytham.
Greetings, Atos. I'm Commander Brad Lansky, and this is Zara.
It is an honor to make the acquaintance of a starfaring race, but your presence here puts us in great, great danger.
Thank you. We mean no harm. We have an urgent matter to discuss with your scientists.
There are no longer scientists amongst our people. I'm the chief engineer on Lytham.
What has become of them?
May I ask you what it is you seek?
We were attacked by a life form that we believe originated on this planet.
What kind of life form?
An electro-organic life form and a hostile predator.
Then our worst fears have come to pass. I'm sorry to acknowledge that you've come to the right place. The early prototype of this creature you speak of was designed by one of my ancestors many orbits ago.
How is that possible? You don't bear the signs of a warfaring culture.
We are a peace-loving people, but we've endured terrible wars.
With whom?
With the same creatures that attacked you. We call them the Grepham, and one of them will soon be awakened by your presence. There will be severe consequences for our people.
Atos, I'm sorry, but we actually don't know anything about your history. Can you enlighten us?
Perhaps our story will live on in you. We, too, were once a space-faring race. Though we never managed to surpass the speed of light, we had good ships, and at one stage we mined or occupied most planets in this star system. We even populated the adjacent star system 2 light-years away. Oh, but when the scientists understood that they could never break the light barrier, they realized that in order to conquer space, they would have to conquer time.
I'm not sure the translator got your meaning in the last sentence. You say you conquered time. Can you explain how you achieved this?
Yes. Our theoretical physicists became engineers and focused their efforts on designing machines. These machines had to be hardy enough to survive the eons of time traveling between systems, and adaptable enough to survive in almost any environment once they reached their destination.
But the Grepham are living beings.
Originally, they were little more than genetic machines. They could survive space and seed form. Back then, they were more primitive and a long way from becoming sentient, though we did build into them the ability to evolve quickly to improve their chances at adaptation.
Phew, a risky strategy with all due respect. Why did your ancestors feel such a strong need to conquer interstellar distances?
Why does any life form take to space? Because it's there. Because in the long term, it's necessary for the survival of the species.
Let's leave the philosophy aside for the moment, Zara. Atos, please continue.
They were very successful. They ushered in a golden era of exploration for Lytham. They even found another suitable planet for us, only 2 light-years away. Our colonies were the first intelligent life on planet Grepham, named in honor of the beings who first explored it.
What happened then?
They became ever better adapted, their network always spreading out along the spiral arm. We think it was the network effect that made their transition into sentience so sudden. 2,000 years after leaving Lytham as seed pods, they added sentience to their adaptational arsenal. Suddenly, this new quality directed their intelligence and ever-growing thirst for knowledge.
What kind of knowledge?
Anything that would satisfy their greed for power. The ultimate prize remains faster-than-light travel. If they could get a hold of this technology, nowhere in the galaxy will be safe.
Great attractor. That must be why the transmitter programmed Dieter to come here, so that his knowledge of the subway could